Okay, so let's start this this Maisa on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis and Gid. Because there's like a layered case. There are a lot of different issues that come together in this case, and the Rishonim take up the various different aspects of the case. We'll try to take up a little bit of the Shabbos and more of the Gittin aspects. Okay, so what was the story? This is like a Rav's nightmare, this kind of story. Go ahead, who wants to read it? Okay, so we have Hahu Shchiv Meira. So what's a Shchiv Meira?
Sickness.
Man on his deathbed. That's what it means.
Oh, right.
It means a guy on his deathbed. Okay, that's the term that's used.
Is this shoresh by Shchiv?
Shchiv means like lying. But he's lying Meira. He's like, He's in bed because of he's close to death. Okay, so he's a shchiv meira. He's not just lying out of pleasure. He's shchiv meira. So it's a euphemism for being on his deathbed.
Because of La Gita, the desire.
Okay, so he had written already a get for his wife. That's also a world. So he had written a get for his wife on Erev Shabbos. Okay. He had written the get for his wife on Erev Shabbos. Okay.
Should we just call the line directly?
Okay, so anyway. So he had written the get on Erev Shabbos. But the lo hispik le misvei lo. But you know how it is, Erev Shabbos, so he didn't have a chance to give it to her. Okay.
So, Lamachar, Takeof Le, Oso Kameja Rava.
One second, so let's see Rashi. So, Takeof Le Alma, we're in Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the story of the Ahu Shchiv Meira. So, he, the next day, Takeof Le Alma, meaning the world was had a hold on him, meaning he was close to death. V'hayayore Pen Yomus.
Right.
V'tizokek liyovam. So he was afraid now that he would die, and that his wife would then be bound to the brother for Yibam. They had no children.
Why is that a problem though? Like,
did you meet his brother?
No, I'm saying that she could just do chalitza and that's it. Like, why is that?
And it's a mitzvah at the same time. What's the big deal?
All right, life is a little more complicated. Life's a little more complicated than that. Go ahead. So he did not want that to happen.
No, I'm saying my thing, like with chalitza.
This the mashallah.
Okay, so what's the problem? So Rash says, and it's usher to move a get on Shabbos and to give it to her. Okay, so interesting. So what's the deal? He had the get already made, and he was ready to give it to her on Friday. But Shabbos came, he didn't have time on Friday, and when Shabbos came, he was planning to give it Sunday or Saturday night. But when Shabbos came, he felt very close to death, and he didn't want her to fall to Yibam. He didn't want her to fall to Yibam. So what did he do? Oh, so why couldn't he just pick up the get and give it to her? Right? Yeah. So that's a good question. So Rashi's learning that the get was muktzah. Rashi's learning the get was muktzah. He knows it's muktzah. All right, so why is the get muktzah? Why is the get muktzah? Right. I mean, it had no purpose on Shabbos. Coming into Shabbos, it certainly had no purpose on Shabbos. And it was not, you can't say it's mukhan for Shabbos because you don't give getting on Shabbos. And so it had no purpose. Now, normally we say paper is not muktzah because you could always roll it up. You know what the universal use for paper is? I just made use of it last week, actually, in this fashion. The Gemara always says, you can always use paper. Paper is not muktzah. Why? Because it's always roy to be used as a bottle stopper.
Mm-hmm. A bottle stopper?
Bottle stop.
Crumple it up and put it
down. Maestro Shaya, last week I lost the cork, and I put a piece of paper inside the bottle, the neck of the bottle.
Nice.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
Really?
Yeah.
Wine bottle?
Why am I?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You have to wipe
a paper towel and do it like a lot. Of,
yeah. Okay. So, but you can't say that by a get because it's valuable. I mean, nobody would use it for that. So the get doesn't have its own purpose, and you can't say it has this universal usage of being a bottle stopper. So anyway, so Rashi's, that's how Rashi learned, that the get is usur betilta, it's muktzah. Okay, so he felt didn't know what to do. He did not know what to do. I will see. Like I said before, there are different, I'm not sure if we want to get into all of the other, you know, there are machloks in about exactly what the case was. So I'm not sure, you know, where we want to put our focus. I think I'd probably rather focus on the gittin aspects of things. But plain pshat is like Rashi's learning. I mean, Rashi's pshat is it was muktzah. Okay, fine. So now what? Go ahead. Okay. So they went to Rava with the shaila. What should we do? So Rava said to them, go and tell him, right? Go to the husband and tell him, Likne ni'ala lahu duchta di Yosef bei Gita. Tell him to be makne to his wife that place that the get is resting on. Okay? V'tizal I, v'tichud, v'tiftach, v'tachzik bei. And she should then go, and tichud means like to take hold of it, and to open, and be machzik in it. In other words, what does that mean? It means like this, that tichud v'tiftach. Right, what does Rashi say? Okay, so liknaye habal leduchta demachis beigita leisha bichazaka. Okay, so what's the kinyan of? In other words, the question is, how do you make a kinyan on karka on Shabbos? How do you make a kinyan on karka, right? If you're gonna use, can't write a shtar, right? And the money is muktzah, and you can't just give over karka, right? So what do you do? You do what's called chazaka. I will see. This is not, we can't do this, but you know, it's only because of these circumstances. But, and this is part of the whole question. Why did Rava choose this as the kingin? But he said that what should she do? He should give her the karka with the method of chazaka. Okay, you know, right? Karka can be transferred with what's called chazaka. Chazaka is unique. Is a unique kinyan to karka. What's the kinyan of chazaka? It's where you take ownership of it by demonstrating some sort of a control over the property. Okay. So over here, what would it be? Tiskor deles hacheder sheyakne lo l'shum chazaka. How would you do chazaka? You would go to the fence and lock it. That shows that you're the baal. Okay? Now, of course, that's only effective provided what? He tells you that he wants to give it, he wants to be makne to you. You can't just go to somebody's house, lock the door, and think you own it, right? So, in other words, kinyan works to seal the deal. It's the action that represents the das that the two of them had for kinyan, right? Right, like we said the other day, you can't just have kinyan with your das. There must be a maisa of taking ownership, and you can't have a maisa of taking ownership without an agreement that it should that this should be an action of ownership. So you need two things. You have to both say, he has to say, I want to transfer my property to you. She says, I want to take it. And then you have to do a maisa of taking the property, okay? So if I transfer to you my watch, if I say I want you to have my watch, so if you lift it up, it'll be a maisa of kinyan. That's hagbah. Hagbah is a kinyan on a tautlin. But you can't lift up karka. So how do you demonstrate your control over it, right? Sort of like, what's the corollary of lifting up by karka? It's taking control by like closing the door, locking it. The owner is the one who locks up. So it's It's a demonstration. You have to do a maisa that demonstrates bialis. That's in a nutshell. That's the short, that's the cliff note explanation of chazaka. All right. So it's a demonstration. You take chazaka. You, it's strength. You take ownership of it. Yeah. So don't confuse this chazaka with the chazaka of eating in the field for 3 years. Okay.
Is that where that person has no permission to be there and he's just there anyway?
When we say that there's a case we mentioned last year, right? In other words, there's a whole sugya. The Gemara says that if a person can prove that he ate, that he used property for 3 years, then he can assert ownership over it. Okay, but that's not the kinyan of chazaka. That's an entirely different thing. That is a raya of chazaka. That means to say that if you claim that you bought it, you have to claim you bought it, but you can't find your document, your shtar, so then we'll say, well, if you can't produce your shtar, but you can bring edim that show that you've been using it for 3 years as the owner, then we assume that you're telling the truth when you say you bought it with the shtar. But the using it for 3 years is not a kinyan. If a guy says, I just used it for 3 years, then we would say, okay, so you stole for 3 years. That doesn't make you an owner. In American law, you have a law like that.
A squatter law.
Right. As what do they call it again? Is that what they call it? Yeah. Adverse possession. I think they call it adverse possession. Right.
What? I saw a case like that in...
Right. I mean, by the way, it's a good example of what we were just talking about yesterday, before the shiur, and that is that the idea, why does American law have this idea that if you use property for 10 years, then you actually become the owner, even though you admit that you never paid for it, even though you admit that you were using it without permission, and as a matter of fact, that has to be that you were using it without permission, right? Why? Because it's if you didn't have a law like that, then people would feel maybe unsure that they're dealing with the owner. In other words, it helps. It is a certain stability of society and transactions that you'll know that if the guy's been living there for 10 years, it's automatically his. And you don't have to worry and trace back the deed 500 years. Maybe you'll find 400 years ago, the person that bought it from didn't really own it, and now the whole thing is no good. So, it's just socially expedient. It's commercially expedient to have such a thing. Does it have any ounce of logic in terms of conceptual integrity of what ownership means? No, it doesn't. They're not saying it does. They're just saying, look, we want society to function, and we want people to be able to engage in transactions without having too much of a worry. If you don't own land, you're not going to build on land. If you're worried about things like that, it'll be a problem. So therefore, we'll say that to let things work, what the asphalt is falling behind me, to let things work, it'll be we'll have this law, but it's purely. Like a social engineering thing, where the ends justify the means. But in halacha, we couldn't have such a thing. If you admit you didn't own it, you admit you didn't buy it. Ein echote niska. I mean. But anyway, so this is a regular chazaka. So anyway, so what happened here? So how is this going to help us? Karka's nikna b'chazaka. So he told her, that's what he told them to do. Because we learn, no'al geder, porats, kol shehu, harezu chazaka. No'al deles, o geder, o godar pirtza, O porat geder, kol dehu harezu chazaka. So in other words, if you lock the fence, or you fence in an opening, or you break down a fence, all of those things demonstrate bailus, that's chazaka. Liknos. Okay, she'ena mocha yochel lachzer bo. Dahashta. Okay, so in other words, that's when we say that the das has become finalized. That's when we say, what does it mean, ena yochel lachzer bo? That's when we say that it's not just intention. This is actually transpired, right? That's the kinyan. That's the definition of kinyan. That when the intention is complete, and once the intention is complete, you can't renege on it, right? I mean, that's the whole question with money transactions. We say, when is the kinyan complete? Is it when you give the money, or is it when you take the object? So that's if you hold it's when you take the object, then even though you give the money, you can back out. I think Gemara says you're like a rusher if you do such a thing, because you shouldn't renege on it. But if you didn't give the money, you can certainly back out. So it's when you can back out. When you can't back out, that means it's finalized and your intention has been completed. So anyway, how is all of this helping us? So he says, the hashta kwa yohiv lo chotzer. So all we've gotten so far is he gave away his chotzer. But he says, vigita besocho. But the get is within the chotzer. Utinan, and we learned, nichosim she'ein lahem achrayos, which are what? That's metaltalin, movable property. There's something wrong with this phone.
Chattel is where I was
sitting. They just unplugged it.
No, well?
No, they must have unplugged it.
Okay. Nichosim she'yesh bohen she'ein lahem achrayos. Meaning chattel, metalkalin, niknin im nechosim shiyesh lehem achrayas, bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka. Okay, so what is going on here? The problem is like this. He wants to transfer to her the get. That's the way Rashi's learning, right? He wants to transfer to her the get. Now, how do you transfer ownership of a movable object? Hagbah. That's the way you transfer ownership of a movable object. You pick it up. Okay? But the problem is they don't want to pick up the get because it's muksa. So Rava said, what we'll do is like this. Let her take chazaka on the property. And there's a rule that although metaltalin normally needs to be picked up to be acquired, if you're also transferring land, then you can piggyback the transfer of the metaltalin with the transfer of the land. And you can say, I will give you the land and the metaltalin, and all you'll require is the kinyan on the karka, and that will work for the kinyan on the metaltalin. So he avoided having to move the shtar. And he made the kinyan on, that's called a kinyan agav. Right? That's called the kinyan agav. He gave her the chotzer, and the get was in it. And we say that nechosim she'ein lemachrayas, like a get, are acquired together with nechosim the havachrayas, meaning the property, with a kinyan of chazak on the property. So it's a way of, whenever you, if a person sells his house with all the furnishings, so the owner doesn't have to pick up every piece of every belonging in the house. You could say, look, I'll sell you the house with all the furnishings in the house. And then even though the furnishings are all metaltalin, the kinyan on the bias will also be a kinyan on all the metaltalin. Right? So here too, he sold her the karka with the get. So now, through the kinyan chazaka of the karka, she's getting the get. I mean, that's okay. So like I said before, there are big issues. There are two big questions, and there are two big topics in the sugya. One is the Shabbos aspect of it, right?
Which we might take care of first.
Which we should probably take care of first. And then the second one is, how is this even considered the Nesina?
Yeah.
Right. But we can only take one at a time. Okay? Yeah. Take the Muksa question?
Yeah.
Alright, so let's jump to the Muksa question here for a minute. I mean, the Shabbos question in general. So, I mean, there are a few different... all the Rishonim go into this question at length. But... let's just take a look at the Ron. They cut us off, right?
Yeah,
so we have a problem here. Unless we get a... Okay, so we're in the Ron. Okay, so the Ron says like this. Umakshu hacha. Kishem shechoshu letiltu haget. Lama lo choshu lekinyin habayis. So why were they worried? Who was asking me this question before? How come they were worried about moving the get, why weren't they worried about making a kinyan? Davale kona kinyan b'shabbos v'aser. That's definitely aser. You're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. No question about that. Mayor? What's the matter?
No.
Okay. V'chein, even furthermore, hagerishin atzmon asurin hein.
Yeah.
Kidatanya b'tosefta perk basra debates a dein mekadshin vein megarshin v'lo choltzin b'shabbos. The midrabanan, we don't do any of these things. Like, you don't have a beis din, you're not matin, you don't do these things on Shabbos. V'chein v'kach shinuyi b'toros kohanim b'parshas yom hakipurim shvisas mitzvah minayin shlo yikadish v'lo yigarish v'lo yimayim v'lo yachlot v'lo yiyabim kidisa hasom. So it's a shvisas mitzvah. So basically, that's the problem. You're worried about tiltel. Why are you worried about tiltel? Because you're not allowed to do tiltel on Shabbos. Okay, so you're not allowed to do gerish on Shabbos. So the whole thing is the problem. No, nothing's the raisa. Nothing's the raisa. Yeah, that's machti. V'kach shnuyu b'toros. Okay, fine. Yesh lomar de mipneishu shchiv me rahi tiru.
Yeah.
Kedei shlo titarev daito olav. Kishem, yeah. He says like this. You could say that since he was a shchiv meira, they were matir. Kadesh lo titarev daito olav. Because they didn't want to make him worried, confused. He's in a delicate situation. Kishem shiitiru mipneikach kol tzavo shchiv meira. Shoye bedin lasar kaven de devarav kiksuvin ukemisurin damo. Okay, so that's a separate din. Din is like this: if a guy is on his deathbed and he says, "I want you to have this, I want you to have that," so we say it's effective like a kinyan. What he says is like it's written and given. And what it means is it's equivalent to doing a kinyan. He can do that person can make a kinyan baal peh. He doesn't need a maisa, because we say he's that serious. And you don't need any maisa to clinch the to demonstrate the das. Normally, people say things all the time, and do they really mean it? Well, you put your money where your mouth is, as they say. That means you mean it when you put the when you make the king in. But there are certain circumstances where we say the dibur enough. The dibur alone is the king in. Shchiv meira is one of them. Things that he says are considered like they have the validity of an actual kinyan. So why would we let the shchiv meira give matanos, give tzavaos on Shabbos? That's like a kinyan. So he says, no, we let them do that because since he's in this situation, we're matir these isurim of kinyonim for the benefit of the shchiv meira to calm him down.
Matters that we also do these kinds of kinyanim on Shabbos, or that we might do these kinds of kinyanim on Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
Oh, on Shabbos.
Saying even on Shabbos, we'll let him do his matnas shchiv mirah, even though matnas shchiv mirah is a kinyan. I mean, the dibur of shchiv mirah is a kinyan. So he's saying, so why would we let a, why would, how could we let him do that on Shabbos?
When you say calm down, he's this tiny union of like, why is that an issue?
I don't know. I don't know if it's pikuach nefesh. It's a good question. Stavra, it does sound like that, but it's a good question. Mustavra, you're right. It would be like a pikuach nefesh kind of thing to extend his life a little bit. I'm not 100% sure though. V'chi tema kevan de sof sof hayutzrichen lidchos isad rabbanon. But now you get stuck. So if you're gonna tell me. I don't know if it's real people. Because we're only talking about the rabbanos over here. But it seems like there's a matir. It's like tzar. He's like in a state of tzar. So makom tzar lo gazer rabbanon. So they're matir because of that. So now you get into a funny problem. So you're telling me, how could he make a kinyan? A kinyan is in the rabbanon on Shabbos. But we'll let him make a kinyan on Shabbos. Shelo titarif daito. So for the shchiv meira, we're matir drabanans. So if we're matir drabanans, let him pick up the get and give it to her. That's also the drabanan. Picking up the get and giving it to her is drabanan. So if that's the rule that the shchiv meira hitiru drabanans for the shchiv meira. So now why did he have to go through this whole funny thing of kinyan? Just let him pick it up and give it to her. Right? So he says, Yesh Lomar is a fascinating answer here. Now, on this question, there are several approaches. So he says like this, Dekama de'efshar l'tikuni misaknin. What does that mean? Funny answer, hard to define. What does it mean?
What is it? No.
However, the best way that we can do it, we do it.
Yeah.
To be misakin. We do it. It's true, he has to be over Nisid Rabbanon, but we'll do it in the best way, in the way that we can keep it, that we can keep it the most intact, the way that we can do it like the least violation that we can do. So it's because he's sick, we're allowed to, we're doched rabbanans. But we pick and choose which rabbanans. That's his question. Why do we allow him to do a kinyan and garishin? Why do we allow those as opposed to just handing her the get? It's also drabbanan. Tiltal. So why do we say, don't do tiltal, because that's drabbanan. Do kinyan, but that's also drabbanan. So say, oh, you're right, we're matan drabbanan. Also, matan is drabbanan. It's like who's on first. So he says... It must be, you're right, we're really matad rabbanans. But not in just a willy-nilly way. We do it with the most being able to be in conformity with Shabbos the most. So what does that mean, though? U'betichud v'tiftach lo yihye nire kimakne. Funny run. It's a funny answer. He says, when you make a kinyan via chazaka, it doesn't look like a kinyan. Sharei derechu liftoch v'liskor beso. It just looks like he's opening and closing his door. People open and close the door all the time. Okay. V'lo yihyu yodin haroin shehaya kidei lahaknos. And people who are watching wouldn't know that she's doing it for a kinyan.
Einhar
type of thing.
No, not Einhar. Maris,
not even Mar. I don't know. He doesn't. It's not clear.
He said Nira.
I mean, it's a good question. What does he mean? What does he mean? We're doing it in the way, in the least way, in the least disruptive kind of a way. So if you would pick, no, it's really we're matir for shchiv meira the rabbanans. But you should do it in a way that it doesn't look like you're doing a drabbanan. So if he picks up the get and gives it to her, that's obviously a maisa of tiltal. That's obviously an iser muktzah on Shabbos. But that's why they didn't want to do that. We said, do the kinyan in a way, dafka of chazaka, so that now it will be like that it's not nira. But it's very funny. I mean, gittin has to be in front of Edom. I mean, everybody has to know that they were divorced. It's not like, I mean, it's a very funny thing. They can't keep this quiet. This has got to be, Edom have to be there, and it has to be clear that when she's doing this, she's getting her get by being kona the karka that the get is on. So what is it? But what is this idea that we should do it as we should do it? What does he call it? Kol kama de efshar l'sekuni maskinin. Does he really mean like a maris ayin chshad kind of thing, or is there a different idea that he's learning? That he's trying to get at? Yeah, minimize something. You know, what are you minimizing? That's what I don't understand. He's saying you want to do it to be misakin. Kol kamadef shalis sakuni misaknin. However, as much as we can fix it, I mean, tikkun means to fix it, as much as we can make it fixed, as much as we can make it good, we'll make it good. What is he referring to? In terms of being over the Issa Drabanan, you're equally over the Issa Drabanan either way. You're not less over the Issa Drabanan if it's tiltal or if it's kinyan. So now he has this other idea that we want to do a maisa that looks casual, looks like a casual thing, looks like he's just doing like she's just closing a door. But for whose benefit is that? Is that like so other people don't see? I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean? What are we gaining? In what realm are you gaining? You're not gaining in the realm of minimizing Issa Drabanan, because it's equally over the Issa Drabanan, whether it's Nisr Tiltal or it's the Kinyan. Yeah.
The whole community is not in your house to do Tiltal.
Right. Right. You see the next answer, and the Bala Itur says that he disagrees with this idea. A lot of Rishonim disagree with this idea. They say, no, once there's an Isser, once we say there's no Isser Drabanan, there's no reason why he couldn't have picked up the get. The only reason why he couldn't pick up the get was because it was in Rosh Hashanah. And practically speaking, in this case, it was impossible for him to do it. It would have been Issa D'Oraisa. Because Rosh Hashanah was between the get and the... So it would have required Hotsah.
Isn't she walking over to his house anyway?
No, the get wasn't in his house, let's say.
Sounds all right.
But isn't it still his property?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Anyway, but in theory, at least, he's saying in Issa D'Oraisa, it was a case where it would have required an Issa D'Oraisa, like on Shabbos, if you have to do a mila and you have to bring the knife, you can't do it if it's through a it's a problem if there's an Issa D'Oraisa involved. Okay, one second. Just a side point, one of the Rishonim, I mean, a few of the Rishonim mentioned another question. Why, if we say that a Kinyan of a Shechiv Meirah who says something is like a Kinyan, so why couldn't you just say, the Karka is yours? What? You saw that?
I thought you were saying that before when you said that.
Oh, alright. No, just like the Nesina is through the Karka. However it works, it's always working that she's getting the get through the karka. Oh. However it works. And now she's making a chazaka to get the karka. But if a shchiv meira can be makne his property just by dibor, why couldn't he just say to her, the karka is yours?
I understand that.
You understand it or not?
No, I didn't understand.
Maybe that only works in the karka pound.
Why couldn't you say to her? No, it's Rava's Eitzah was transfer the karka that the get is on, and then through the karka she'll get the get.
Okay.
Right. So we're trying to effectuate a kinyan in the karka that will give her the get.
Right.
And he says the only way to do it is through chazaka. But there's a rule: if a guy is really on his deathbed and he says to somebody, "This piece of property is yours," it becomes theirs. You don't need to do chazaka.
That's a rule.
That's a rule. Out of left field, that's the rule. So if that's the rule, why couldn't he's a shchiv meira, why couldn't they just do that? So there's a trick answer to that question. The trick answer is like this, and this has to do with what Meir was just asking. When is the kinyan of the Shechiv Meirachal?
Immediately. When he dies.
Because if a Shechiv Meirach gives away his property and then he gets better, the kinyan is null.
Oh.
Well, we don't say that his kinyan here is null. It's better.
No, because it was a... because it was the method of Matna Shechiv Meirach is al tanai that you're going to die. But a real kinyan of Gerishin is not al tanai that he's going to die. I mean,
it does seem like others are doing this.
I mean, then he'd have to expressly make that part of the Tanai in the get. But the whole institution that his Dibor is effective is a separate institution, the Shechiv Meirach, and that's totally on the fact that he, and in order for it to be complete, it's only complete when he's dead. No, so he said that the kinyan is not good. So then it would turn out that the kinyan on the karka that would make the get effective would be after he's dead, which would be too late to give a get.
So it's the mafreya?
It wouldn't work. That's why he couldn't say, give her matna shechiv meirach. You understand? You know what I'm saying, Gary?
Because it's only under that circumstance.
Because when would the kinyan be good? When would the kinyan, and when he died, and then it would be too late to give her a get. So that's why he couldn't use the kinyan of a Shechiv Meirach, because he wants the kinyan to be chal before he dies. But the kinyan of a Shechiv Meirach is only good upon his death.
And who says that?
The Ritva, the Rashba, the other Rishonim.
Why would you say
Misa Vegito?
They don't say, we don't say.
Why can't you say that?
Because it's the death that makes the kinyan good. What? So then you have to say it's from now. You have to say it's me'achshav. But the matna shechiv meirach is not l'mafreya me'achshav. It's a separate institution. If a person on his deathbed says something, when he dies, it becomes effective. But it's not going to be l'mafreya, and it can't be bought in ke'achad. In other words, his dying is what validates the words, you might say. Like that becomes the Maisa Kinyan in itself. That's when he's dead serious, they call
and
that.
If he's better, then it's completely void, right?
If he's better, it's completely void. Most of the time, unless he does certain crazy things. But that's the basic
so
case
it
is...
It wasn't in the Sina then?
No, it was in contemplation of death, they call that. A gift in contemplation of death.
Interesting.
So you're saying the status changes?
Okay, so what do you say about this idea? So the only thing I could think of is like this. It's an interesting idea that maybe the Ran is learning like this, that there's two things. The Takanos Derabbanan have two elements to them, two aspects. One is the Iser Derabbanan itself. Okay, they said when the Rabbanan make takanos like tiltol and all these things, so kinyanim. So there's an Iser Drabbanan itself, okay. But there's also a certain derech of. It also defines a certain activities of Shabbos. Now, it also defines a certain. A description of Shmiras Shabbos. So there's the underlying Iser Drabbanan, but it also is Koveya, a certain Nihug of the Yom. So what he's saying is like this, that although they have to violate, they have to give up on the Takana issue, and in terms of the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, you're losing it. But that doesn't mean that you should lose a certain character of the day that results from the takanos. So if to engage in tiltol is a different kind of a day than to a day that you can't engage in tiltul. And the day of kinyanim, being involved in kinyanim, is a different kind of a thing. It's a whole different character to the day. In the activities of the gavra, it's a different, sets up a different day of maisa, just in terms of maisa of the gavra. So he's saying a chiddush that although you have to lose sometimes in certain cases, you don't have the shmira of the takana per se. But as much as we can retain the characteristic of the day that the takanas midrabanan effectuated, we should maintain that. So in terms of shmira Shabbos, in terms of the shmira of the takana, they're equal. But in terms of making changing the activities of the yom, you should choose an activity that is just like any other activity. Opening and closing a door doesn't change the characteristic of the day in terms of Maisa Gavra. Underlying it, you're right. It's a kinyan. But the Takanos also set up a certain tsura of the yom, a certain tsura of activity of the yom. If it's possible to maintain that tsura of the day, then that's what it means to be misakin. Kol kama detikuni misakninan. That as much as we can be misakin, we can. What does it mean to be misakin? It means to maintain. There's a tikkun in the yom that the surah make. So we're saving that element of it. That's what it means. We are misakin. We're misakin something. Because there's a dual, there's like the underlying idea of the takana, but then there's also a certain manifestation of how it, of the tzura of the day in terms of a person's maisa. That's the only thing.